Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well today. At this time, I'm going to ask Brother Bird if he'll come up. He's going to do a special reading for us on this Father's Day, and then we're going to take a few minutes like we do for Mother's Day. I'm going to come around and let you have a chance to say some things about your dad if you'd like to, and then we're going to recognize all the dads here today before we go into the message today. So Brother Bird, come on up, please.
It's called Father's Table Grace. As we sat at the table, our family heads bowed low. My thoughts returned to childhood and the finest man I know. He doesn't speak good English, he's just a simple man. But when he talks to the Lord, even a child can understand. I was young and restless, and a thought still comes to me when I told my dad I felt I was old enough to leave. He sat there at the table, look came on his face, and never spoke another word till he said the table grace. He said, "Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are gathered here today to give thanks thee for blessing, so humble we pray. My oldest son is leaving, and I'm sure he knows what's best, but just in case, would you stand by and help him with the test? If he gets with the wrong crowd, would you let him hold your arm? And if he flies too high, would you clip his wing? But don't let him fall too hard. I'm sure, Lord, you can handle things. I've tried my best from day to day to teach him right from wrong, and he's grown to be a fine young man who's always blessed our home. We pray thee, Lord, for guidance, that he won't build on the sand, but we won't worry half as much if we know he's in your hands. And oh yes, Lord, it won't be long till I'll be coming home. Don't make me wait too long. We pray thee, Lord, for guidance. Please cleanse us from our sin so we can all be together in heaven in Jesus' name. Amen." The table was silent. His tears ran down my face. And from that day on, I based my life on Father's table grace.
Amen.
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 That was a great little story there that has a lot of powerful meaning to it. Well, guys, it is Father's Day today. Let me just share a statistic with you, though, that's got us as dads just, a little down. People tend to spend more money on Mother's Day. Actually, that's true. Now, I heard that on the fish. Never mind. I heard that on the fish. Now, this is truth stuff here. And the reason being, because things for moms tend to cost more than dad. You know, we're happy with a Home Depot card, so.
No.
You try to give your wife or your mother a Home Depot card, they'll look at you like you're about to just get on back out of the house, amen? I learned a lesson about giving things to Vicky. One time for Christmas, I thought, man, that'd be nice to give her some new appliances and things.
No.
I won't ever do that again. Yeah, when they come flying back inside your skull, they don't feel good. But I was like, what I thought was good, I finally figured out was not necessarily the best thing. So, but today we want to celebrate our dads. So we've got a little gift we want to give to all the dads, but I want to give everybody an opportunity for a minute. If you would like to say some words about your dad, I'll start off by saying I'm fixing to go perform a wedding ceremony for mine today. Amen? Yes, you heard that right. For those of you that might not have been here in the last week or so, my dad has decided to tie the knot again at the young age of age 6. Amen?
Amen.
Not me, brother. That's all I'm going to say. I'll tell you this right now. And you can hold me to this. If Vicky goes on to be with the Lord before me and I'm in my 80s, there will be no more weddings. Amen? I just hope and pray I can still get up and down by then. We're happy for him. We're going to go up there after we get down to church today. So, but just to say a few things about my dad, it's a wonderful thing when you're brought up in a godly household with someone setting an example. He taught me a lot about work ethic. Of course, unfortunately, my view point on money sometimes comes from him. I've been referred to as being tight and things of that nature sometimes. And look, all I remember is what I saw growing up. So, but hey, I tried to loosen up a little bit. But anyhow, he was a great example for myself and my sister, and I appreciate him, and I'm thankful I still have him with me. Because my mother went on to be with the Lord in 2006. Just a great example, and always was a great provider for our family. So, someone else want to share something? Hands, I will come to you. Yes. All right, we'll get back that way.
I just want to say that I miss my dad very much. He went on to be with the Lord this past year. And so this is my first Father's Day without him. But and he was a very good example for all of us, I think. But I also want to say that I'm very, very thankful for my husband, who is a wonderful father, who has been such a great example to our children about being a hard worker, how to treat other people, but mostly how to love the Lord. And he was such an inspiration, not only to our kids, but to me. And I can't look at you and do this.
Okay.
And also, not only is he that to our children, but also lots of other children. I mean, I know he is that to Dylan and Ashley. I mean, Dylan and Austin. A father figure to, and I can't even begin to name the number of kids that he has helped, and I just thank the Lord for him every single day. Amen.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, Jonathan. Okay.
Just being there for me every time I need him, and molding the person I am today. I just want to thank you.
Amen. That's worth a hand.
Well, first of all, my daddy for all he's done and helped me out with over the years. Some good things he taught me. Some not so good things.
My father lived in Warner Island, so I had my grandfather with me. He was a father to my mother when her father and mother were fighting, and when my mother was gone, he was the one there for me and told me tricks and stories, and he went to the Lord in 2017.
Granddads and all too. Amen. All right, Josh, what you got to say, man?
My dad, he's the best dad I could have. When he's hard on me, I take him as a sign that he loves me. But he can joke around, he tells me stories, but at the end, he's the best dad.
Amen. Son of a Sarah.
I just want to say this morning I was thinking about it and I thought how much I miss my father. He's in heaven. And one day I know that I'll get to see him again. And that's one of the greatest gifts I think. You leave your children is to teach them about God and to know that one day that we're going to see him again. And I thank him for that because he was our example. And I want to thank Donald for being the father that he has to our children and the grandfather he is to our grandkids. You know, he's been my rock, and I thank God for him every day, and I thank God for the father that he's been for our kids and the grandfather he is to all of our grandchildren. We love all of our grandbabies. And I just I thank you for being a godly man that he is. And for what he does for all of us.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Carroll.
Amen.
Anybody else? You want to give everybody an opportunity? Yes, sir.
Jonathan, how old are you?
49.
You're exactly the age I was when my body passed away. I want to tell you about three people. One is my father. The memories that I had with him growing up, I cherish them every day. The other two, one is my mother, and the other is Jesus. I was a little child. My mom had a heavy load. But she prayed. And she prayed. The day I told her I was coming to think, she cried in my arms. 2 weeks later, Jesus took her home and beat me. Because what my father and her and set out to do, and then accomplished, and that was to raise the Israelites. Mm-hmm. So cherish the fathers. Tell them you love them. Even give them love. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people think, when you see somebody hugging a grown man, it's not right. But you know what? I have my son today, and he's 20-something years old. I love mine. He's 25 years old. But that is my love. That is how I show my love for my family. And God wants us to be a loving
family. Amen. Anybody else have anything you want to say? Anyone? I want to give everybody an opportunity. If you would like, James.
I want to thank the Lord for my daddy and my granddad. I know that both of them are not here this morning, but my dad has done so many things for us and our family. He has provided for us my entire life. He's done as much as he can for us and our family. And my granddad is the reason that I'm in the church. He's the reason I preach and everything. He's the reason I am who I am today. Both of them are. I'm very grateful to have both of them in my life. I
want to
thank God for
them.
I thank God for
them
every day.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else? Don't want to cut anybody off. All right. Well, I thank you guys for sharing about your dads. What we're going to do now at this time, we're going to recognize some people. We're going to recognize our dads and give them all something, all the dads that are here. So I'm going to ask if you are a father, if you will stand up today, and we're going to get our young folks to kind of come around and make sure you get a little gift on behalf of Bethesda Baptist Church to recognize you today. So all dads, stand up, please, for just a minute. And let's give them all a nice hand. We'll be sure to give one to everybody. Thank you all for helping hand out. All right. We'll make sure we got everybody one. Does everybody have one? Everybody got one? Thank you guys so much. Oh, Jeff didn't get one back in the car. Hey, he's playing with the penalty box right there. He's been in a penalty box all of a sudden. Amen. Be sure we get him one. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. I'll sit there right up there. All right, we want to do one more thing. So don't get too comfortable, guys. I got two more things we're going to do. One more, but it's for two people. We want to recognize the oldest dad in attendance today and the youngest dad in attendance today. So
If we have any fathers in here today who are 80 years old or older, would you stand up? Any fathers that are 80 or older today? How about any fathers that are 75 or older? Any fathers that are 75 or older? We got three of them here.
Mr. Burke.
Oh, Mr. Burke, too. Okay, y'all stand up for just a second, because this is going to be a process of elimination here, okay? Anybody 76 or older? This thing's going to be a four-way tie. Anybody 77 or older? So, 76, Brother Burke? 77. You're going to win today as the oldest dad here, amen? Now we're going to do the youngest dad. Do we have any dads here today who are 25 or older?
Younger.
Okay, sorry. I almost said 18. I was like, wait a minute, I don't know what you mean. Okay. Do we have any dads that are 30 or younger here today? 35 or younger?
Oh.
40. Being here today. I'm going to switch over here. I was beginning to wonder if we were going to have anybody in the 40 range here today. Well, guys, it's been a great morning already. You know, I just felt like lately I've been getting out of shape. I went to my doctor and I got permission from him to start an exercise program. Okay? I decided to take an aerobics class. Okay? I decided to take an aerobics class. So, man, it was designed for seniors, you know, 50 on up. So, man, I bent and twisted and jumped up and down and gyrated around and perspired for an hour. But by the time I got my leotards on, the class was over. Some of y'all got that. Some of y'all didn't figure that out yet, amen? In other words, I couldn't even get dressed for it before the class was over. But anyhow, it's great to be a dad. My hat is off to all the fathers that are here today. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to read verses 6 through 9. The Lord just kind of laid on my heart. I wanted to do a little message about the dads today, but so I decided to create an acronym using the word father, and we're going to go over that here in just a minute. But all of those of you who can, let's stand as we read God's word, beginning with Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to read verses 6 through 9. Because I believe this is very important for the dad to do this, the mother as well, but dad especially, to set that spiritual tone for the family. It says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the dads who are in attendance today. What an awesome responsibility you've given us all. We just pray special blessings into their lives. Now, Lord, as we spend the next few minutes studying your word and talking about fathers, I just pray, God, that you will open our eyes and ears and hearts and minds to your word, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, guys, today is Father's Day 2018, and I know that we got a lot of dads here today, as we've already recognized, and I realize that you have an awesome responsibility as the spiritual and physical leader of your home. That's the way God intends it to be. The husband, the father, should be the spiritual leader of your household. This job was not given to the woman.
Adam was created in the garden first, then God gave him a helpmate and a soulmate, Eve, but he gave Adam the responsibility of making sure everything was running good from the beginning. Now, don't get me wrong, they both kind of failed at what they were doing, which is kind of the reason we're in the mess we're in today, but you know what? That's God's role for the dad, to be that spiritual leader of the family. I'm going to approach Father's Day a little bit differently today. I'm going to use the acronym FATHER, F-A-T-H-E-R, and I want to give you something that I think every father should exhibit in their lives based on each of these different letters. So let's begin with the letter F. I believe the letter F stands for faithful. Faithful. Now guys, when I was getting this sermon ready, I believe in all my heart, this is one of the most important characteristics for a dad. I kind of honed in on faithful as far as the marriage thing from the beginning as I was getting ready for this. And I looked up some statistics here, and some of them were kind of alarming. I guess maybe they didn't really surprise me as bad as I thought they would, but they were still alarming to me. I did some searching around, and I found out that in the United States, 50% of marriages end up in divorce. That's a lot. Half of the marriages that happen end up in divorce, according to the statistics. The average lifespan of a marriage in the United States is 8.2 years. 8.2 years. Guys, I don't know about you, but in 8.2 years, we were just really getting to know each other, starting a family, getting everything rolling. You know, 8.2 years, that's a short amount of time, isn't it? Now, I looked up also the three top reasons for divorce. There was a list of 10. This was from marriage.com, I believe. I did a search on that website. The number one reason for divorce was infidelity. Infidelity. One spouse cheating on the other, having an affair, that sort of thing. That was the number one reason. The number two reason was financial issues, money issues. And the third reason, the third of the top three reasons, was communication. Lack of communication. Guys, we need men. We need fathers who are going to be faithful to their vows. Amen. When God gave us these vows to use and He ordained the institution of marriage, He intended for it to be between one man and one woman. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And He intended it to be until death do you part. Now, I understand that there are situations where sometimes things are irreconcilable, and I understand that. And I believe God fully forgives us for that when we call upon His name for forgiveness. But guys, marriage is an institution that was meant to last a lifetime. It wasn't meant to last 8.2 years. It wasn't meant for 50% of them to end in divorce. So faithfulness is one of the biggest characteristics a father needs to exhibit. He needs to be faithful. He needs to be faithful to his spouse, to his children, and most importantly, to his God. Amen?
Amen.
He needs to be faithful. A father who's not faithful in these areas is most likely going to have a household that is not functioning properly. I'm not saying you're not getting by and you're not doing okay. But if you want your household to function, the dad needs to assume the role of the spiritual leader of his household. And when that does not happen, things are going to get out of kilter. Dads have a God-given responsibility to God, their spouse, and their children. And they must remain faithful in order to accomplish these things. The letter A, I believe, stands for affirming. Fathers need to be affirming. It's very important for a dad to be affirming, especially to his kids. Let me tell you what I mean by this. I'm talking about telling your kids, for example, on a regular basis, just how proud you are of them and how much you love them. Guys, I don't care how much our kids failed, how much they might have done things wrong. At the end of the day, I love them. And I can tell the boys the same thing here today. No matter what they do, no matter how much they might get on my nerves sometimes, at the end of the day, we still love them.
Amen.
And we tell them that. We tell them we're proud of them. How are your kids going to grow up to know that their dad really loves them when they don't hear it? You got to say it, men. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're strong.
Amen.
When you can go and you can tell your kids, hey, I love you. I'm proud of you. I want the best for you. Not sitting back and assuming they understand it. I'm going to tell you, sometimes in school we get in a discussion in a class we have there that's sponsored through Atlas Ministry, which is a great ministry, by the way, for the schools especially. And one of the classes I'll never forget, we were talking about love and telling people you love them. And I was shocked at how few students actually tell their mom and dad they love them. It was shocking to me. And they would say, well, they know I love me. And of course, you know me, I can't sit still. I had to ask some questions upon that. I said, well, how do you know they love you? They just know I do. Guys, I'm telling you what. Your kids do not know that you love them. And your parents, you don't know that your kids love you when you don't say it, when you don't show it. You can't assume somebody's going to say, oh, well, I know he loved me. You know what? You can still be a good dad, provide for your family, and not be showing love towards your wife and your kids. That can still happen. So I want to encourage you men here today that are dads to be affirming. A good father is going to tell their wife and their kids that he loves them daily, not once in a blue moon. There's not a day goes by in our house that I don't tell the boys I love them, and I don't tell Vicky that I love her, and I tell Katie and Cody that every time we communicate. Because let me tell you something. I did a funeral here yesterday for Thomas Thornton, the young man that got killed on the motorcycle. Thank God he was a born-again believer. Amen? That's worthy of praise there. He was a born-again believer. But you know what? I bet there's some people that were here in that audience yesterday that were uncomfortable because they didn't tell him they loved him one last time. Maybe they were in too big of a hurry. Maybe even mom and dad forgot to say it just one time that particular day. Who knows? Guys, when you walk out the door, when your kids walk out the door, you tell each other how much you love each other because you do not know if you will come back home that day. It's important to do that. What a great memory to have of your kids, of your spouse, to know that the last thing I said as they walked out the door was, I love you. That's what it's all about, guys. And dads, this seems to be harder for us than it is for moms. And it shouldn't be that way. If Jesus said he loves us and he was a man, then men, we need to be saying it. Amen?
Amen.
We need to be saying that and not be ashamed of it. A good husband and father is going to tell his wife how great she is and that he loves her daily and that he's so thankful to be married to her. Men, if you have not told your wife that, you're behind the ball. We need to get up and we need to be sure and let our wives know how important they are to us. Because I'm going to tell you what, behind every successful dad, there's got to be a successful mother there.
Amen.
That's the only way that dads can be successful and do the things that they need to do and the things that they want to do. Let me tell you something, dads, this too. I think it's extremely important for a dad to especially tell his daughter how beautiful she is and how special she is, and call her your princess, whatever you want to call her. I still call Katie baby girl. I told her from the time she was old enough to understand how pretty she was, how much I loved her, and how much God loved her. And you know what? To my knowledge, I don't think she struggled with self-esteem issues. I don't think she went looking for affection in all the wrong places. I think she was secure in her knowledge of who she was because her dad affirmed it on a daily basis. Dads and daughters, we know how that relationship is between fathers and daughters. You know, for Cody, kick him a little bit. For Katie, oh honey, I'm so sorry. Blah, 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 blah. She never did anything wrong, you know. That's just the way it is with dads and daughters. I think I whipped Katie maybe twice and I felt so bad both times. I promised God I'd never do it again, amen. And one of those was a threefer. I whipped all three of them in one day at the same time, amen. But Anyhow, guys, we need to affirm that. We need to let them know that. Dads, we need to tell our sons how proud we are of them, even though they might not meet your expectation in their level of competition in a game. Maybe they made an error and cost the ball game. Guess what? At the end of the day, you still tell them you're proud of them. You still tell them you love them. And you find something positive to build off of on that game. You don't go in and say, man, you blew the game for us today. What do you think that does to a kid? How do you think they feel? They're going to listen to that. And they're going to absorb that. And guess what? Don't be mad one day when their grandkids or when your kids are telling your grandkids the same thing. Dads, these kids are listening to you. They're looking at you. Great testimony Jonathan gave about how his dad helped raise him up and teach him the right thing. Guys, that's what it's all about. The letter T stands for tested. A good dad and a good husband is going to be tested. He's going to be tried and he's going to be true. I believe a good dad's one who, when tested, will always withstand the test. They're not going to give in and cave in and fall in and say, oh God, I just can't make it. Oh, this is just too much, Lord. I'm not going to be able to make it. A good, strong dad will rise up out of the ashes and keep moving forward. Amen. They're going to keep moving forward. They're going to do what it takes to do in order to make sure their family's taken care of. I didn't care if I had to work 10 jobs. If I knew my family needed something, I was going to find a way to get it. Even if it meant I was going to be worn out at the end of the day, that was okay. Because you know why? I accepted that test and I was going to prove myself worthy to God and what I was called to do. You know, they may not always come out on the good end of the rope, dads, but guess what? We're going to learn from our mistakes. And we're going to grow as a result of the tests that we face. Fathers, we're going to be tested throughout our marriages when it comes to providing for our wife and kids. And I'm going to tell you this, if it weren't for those tests in our life, it's doubtful that any father would be truly successful as a dad if you weren't tested along the way. If you didn't have to rally your family together and say, hey, you know what? Things are a little tough here now, guys, but guess what? God's in control, amen? God's going to provide. We're going to work hard. We're going to make sure you're taken care of. I'll tell you this right now. I always drove the worst looking cars in the family, amen? Still do to this day. You know, somebody runs into my truck, who cares? Amen. I mean, you know what? If you don't want to file insurance, that's fine with me. It actually makes the truck look a little better, amen? I added some color to it when you put a little green on with that red, amen? So, you know what? I was willing to do without so they could have better. And that's what it's about, guys. If dad is always focused on wanting to have the best, and their kids riding around on ball tires, what is that saying? Do you really care about their health and safety? I mean, I had some steel belts showing a few times on my tires, but I was going to make sure my family had good ones. And I think that's important. H stands for honest. I believe it's so important for a dad to be honest to his wife and kids about everything. If you mess up, be honest about it. If you've done something wrong, admit it. Seek forgiveness. Move forward. But don't try to cover up something that you've done that's wrong, because it's only going to make matters worse. A husband needs to be honest to his wife. A father needs to be honest when he's dealing with his kids. Dad, you should never tell your family a lie to try to cover up anything. Don't lie about something. You're teaching your kids a very bad lesson when they hear dad cover up something with a little lie just to try to get out of something. Because guess what happens? Eventually, you're going to have to lie to get out of a lie, right? It's just going to be a snowball effect if you're not careful. If you're an honest father, your wife and kids will always be at ease with you no matter the situation. If you're honest and upfront with them and there's no reason for them to doubt you. Guys, we're going to all make mistakes as dads. Lord knows I've made my share. But I can tell you this, at the end of the day, I was always honest to my wife and my kids. I never, if I had done something I shouldn't have done or whatever the situation was, I was going to be honest about it. Because they need to know. Guys, and I'm going to say this to husbands and wives, parents in general. Your kids need to know it's okay to make mistakes. Okay? Don't try to program them and make them think, you need to do this. Don't do that. You should never do this when you know good and well you did the same thing. Amen? And maybe worse. Boy, I bet we could have some testimony time in here. Amen? We'd have to do it out there on the church ground somewhere probably though. Amen? But I'm going to tell you one thing. It's my job as a father. Maybe my kids might not listen to everything I try to tell them, but most of the time I'm telling them because I experienced exactly what I'm talking to them about. And I'm trying to help keep them from going down the same path. Now, I'm not going to always be successful, but it's my job as a dad to say it and to be honest about it. When my kids came up to me, "Dad, did you ever get drunk?" Sweat started beading up on my forehead. It's one of those, let me pause a second moments. I was honest with them. I said, "Yes, I have." But I was quick to tell them that back in the days when I did that sort of thing, that nothing good ever came to me because of it. In fact, it brought me misery and strife and heartache and disappointment and busted relationships. I built a life lesson off of confessing to them what I've done. So be honest with your kids. Be honest with them. E stands for energetic. Dads, it's important for husbands and fathers to always make time for their families. Dad, when you plop down in front of the TV as soon as you get home and mom's running around trying to do everything for the kids and they got a ball game going on and you were just too tired and you didn't think you could go to it that night, what's that saying? It's not the mom's responsibility to have to provide all the entertainment and the energy for the family. Dads, get off your rear ends, suck it up, and go. Amen? That's the only way I know how to put it. See, I can get down on the guys here. Now, I got to be a little softer on the moms here. They'll all get upset and start throwing things at me. Amen? But guys, we got to be energetic. Even though you may be worn out, even though you probably deserve to go in there and lay down and take a nap, if your kids want to do something and they ask you about it, do it. And don't say, "Well, I'm just too tired tonight, guys. You know what? Let's do it another time, okay?" And I promise y'all, how many times have we as dads promised something to our kids and it never came about? Take the time to do it. Suck it up. Don't worry about your tiredness. Because guess what you're teaching your kids? You're teaching your kids the importance that they're going to transfer into their grandkids of how it's important to take up time with them and do things for them, even though you don't feel like it. Even though you're tired. A good dad will never let his own exhaustion stand in the way of being with his family. A good dad's not going to use that as an excuse. Because I'm going to tell you what, I'm tired a lot. But I'm going to make time to do the things that I know I need to do in order to be a successful dad and husband. And I encourage you to do that, guys. R, the final letter, stands for probably one of the most important characteristics, righteous. Righteous. The best husbands and fathers are those who fear and love the Lord. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Fear and love the Lord. Those make the best dads. God-fearing men, just like that thing Brother Bird read. That's the characteristics of a God-fearing man who wants what's best for his family. A good dad will tell their kids about Jesus and what His love means to them. A good husband will love his wife as Christ loved the church. It is very important for dads to let their family see them showing the love of Jesus daily. Not just when they come to church on Sunday. Not just when it's convenient. You want your children to grow up and be godly adults, and you need to be godly around them. Amen. You need to set the tone. You need to let them see it. Because I'm going to tell you this. I don't know of many families that can say when they set the example for their kids grew up to be terrible. When they set a godly example. Now, I'm not talking about parents who say they're setting a godly example, but behind the scenes they're browbeating their kids into submission. I'm talking about people who truly get the picture and are godly toward their kids and let them see that and help them understand when they've done wrong what it is they do. Dads, I think this is very important. When you discipline your kids, I've shared this with you before, I'm going to say it one more time. Part of being a righteous dad is knowing how to discipline your kids and how to talk to your wife. When you discipline your children, this is one thing I always try to do. Unless I just blow a head gasket and I have to come back and do it later. Amen. Anybody ever blown a head gasket with your kids? Okay, good. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one out there. But guys, let's try to do it this way. Before I ever discipline or get on to the kids, I always like to start by telling them something positive about them. I may just start off by saying, you know, I just want to let you know that we love you. But, then they know the but's coming, right? And then explain to them what they've done. If all you do is rant and rave and scream and yell and send them to their room, give them a spanking, whatever, you never go back and talk to them, what does that tell a kid? I don't know what it did. I don't know what to avoid next time. I had no explanation. Guys, I can't tell you how many times I've seen kids come into the school that don't know anything about discipline because they never had it done the right way in their life. They don't understand how to respond to it. So dads, always make sure when you're getting on to your kids that you explain to them why it happened. And let them know in the end always that you love them. Always end it with that. And I can promise you this, I'm not saying your kids won't still be a little upset and angry inside, but they're going to feel a whole lot better than if you just yell at them and shove them off in their room and don't tell them anything. If you want your kids to grow up and be godly parents one day, they need to see you living your life for Jesus every day. Every day. Do it like Jesus would do it. You think Jesus is going to yell and scream at somebody? No, he's going to sit down in a rational way and he's going to talk to them and explain what's going on. Dads, we got an awesome responsibility that God has given to us. And none of us as dads should take that responsibility lightly. We should never take it lightly. It's very important for the dad to assume his godly role in the family. We have a role, guys. And let me tell you something. You may tell you why there's dysfunctional families in America today. Because the dads have not stepped up to the plate and done what God's called them to do. And it's been put into the laps of the mothers. The mother was never supposed to be the primary provider and disciplinarian in a family. It isn't supposed to be that way. They shouldn't have to be the ones going to all the events for the kids. That's dad's responsibility too. So I want to encourage you, dads, be the best F-A-T-H-E-R that you can be. Let all of those characteristics be seen in your life. Yeah, we've all made mistakes as fathers. I know I have. When I look back, there were things I would like to have changed and done differently. But you know what? I can't go back and change those now. But I can tell you this, I learned from them. I didn't go back and just keep doing the same thing over and over again that I knew was wrong. So we've got a lot of good godly dads in this audience today. A lot of them have a lot of good wisdom they can share with some of our younger people in here. I encourage you to take your role as a father seriously. You know what? Won't it be great one day to look back when you're old and unable to get out and about like you used to, that your kids are still coming around you, that your kids are still rallying around you and helping you instead of just shoving you off into a nursing home or somewhere when they could have been actually helping take care of you? That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know why that happens? Because you showed them godliness when they were growing up. You didn't show them anger and bitterness and hatred and disappointment. Those are the ones that, oh, mom, she can't get around. Let's shove her over here. We'll be done with her. That's what happens, guys. It's sad, but it happens sometimes. And I know sometimes we have to make that decision for our loved ones, but I'm talking about, you know, when it didn't have to be that way, you just choose it to be that way. A lot of that happens because you just weren't in a right relationship with Jesus to begin with. So I encourage you, dads, to be all you can be. I appreciate what each and every one of you does. And I just pray that you will have a great day today, as hopefully you'll get together with some of your family and honor, if your dad's still living, thank God for that. Get in touch with him. Tell him you love him. If he's gone on to be with the Lord and he was a born-again believer, that's a time to rejoice, because he's having a way better time than we are right now. Amen. I can tell you that. So be all you can be, dads. I can promise you this. You'll see it in your kids down the road. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the dads we have today. Thank you for the awesome job you've given us of being a godly husband and father to our kids. I just pray, God, you'll help us all think about these characteristics. And I pray that we will see them lived in our lives every day. And that there'll be no doubt when the end of our life comes that we were the best father that we could possibly be to our wife and children. Lord, we just give you the praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Becky, what are we singing?
Hymn number 465.
465. Let's stand and sing. The altar is always open. 465.